It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and information station. All right, it's up to you guys whether you want to do headsets or not. I will say, if you are worried about your hair, this is not, the headsets are not the thing for you, because it will give you.
I don't know.
Rita and Ford joined me.
I'm not hooked up, so.
There you go. She's not hooked up. And so Rita and Ford joined me as we're going to talk a little bit about handball. And I will, ladies first, Rita, we'll start with you. And the reason being, to nothing issue Ford, but we're talking about, you know, Olympic champion and coach and all that. And I don't know, you interviewed with me and Andy Burcham years ago, early 2000s, and so I'm dating myself by saying that, but it was one of those things where at that point in time, even I did not know about the handball world, and so you educated us a little bit about it and how, you know, and until I went to Europe and saw it a lot there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big sport in Europe, and so then I was, and of course when I saw it, I was like, hey, that's what Rita was talking about on the radio. but it is a big thing, and now it's transitioned, and you guys are involved in wheelchair handball as well.
Yeah,
but it's different than regular handball, correct?
It is, but it isn't. It's still the game, and so we're just excited that the adapted athletes will have an opportunity to play this awesome game. Mm. You know, and I think that it's going to, you know, and just excited for it to be a part of the adaptive sport movement as it continues to grow in our country, and that handball will be a sport that will be a part of lowering those barriers and providing opportunity for the athletes.
And Ford, that's where you come in. Head coach, did you get appointed to that? You wanted this gig?
It depends on how you look at it, honestly, Ben. It's been a journey thus far.
Yeah.
One of my former teammates actually called me and said, hey, look, we're interested in building a team in the U.S., and we don't know anybody else in this country that has wheelchair-specific experience. Mm-hmm. As well as team handball experience. So I was on the national team from 2013 to 2020. Mm-hmm. And he said, are you interested in building something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was back April 2020. Excuse me. This was November 2023 when he called me. And I said, yeah, sure. Sounds great. You know, I'm heading to Hawaii on vacation. I'll say yes to anything at that point. And then it wasn't until February, March, April when I submitted a proposal to the International Handball Federation and just let it go. You know, I mentioned it to Rita at her house December of 23, and I said, hey, Rita, this is kind of going on, you know, just something to keep on the radar. Who knows what will happen?
Mm-hmm.
May 16th, I get a call, and they said, we've received the wild card unanimously to compete in Egypt this September. And do you still want
to? So now you got to go to work, right?
And I said, well, yeah, now I got to do it for sure. So I immediately called Rita and said, Rita, I need you to coach with me, please. And she thankfully said, yes, no problem at all. And we've been building our team so far. So we work with Auburn University. We have Camden Bentley as our athletic trainer and our strength coach.
Mm-hmm.
And big shout out to head coach Rob Taylor with Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and Auburn Adaptive Sports. He's been a huge contributor to helping us with networking and facilities and getting the word out.
Mm.
Just trying to get athletes as much as possible. He's been in wheelchair basketball for over 20 years. So he knows the pool of athletes that we can pull from. So it's been a, like I said, it's been a journey so far, and we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Have you had to coach these guys from like ground up as well? I mean, are some of them, since it is wheelchair handball, I mean, are you picking from other athletes, wheelchair basketball, wheelchair soccer, whatever it may be, and you're going, all right, this is what we're looking for. So yes, we're recruiting. You're a recruiter as well as a coach.
Correct. We're Swiss Army knives is what I keep telling the coaching staff, is that we have to have 7, 8, 9, 10 jobs going at once, just because we have such a small staff. But I like it that way, Ben. Honestly, you know, it keeps it very family oriented. I can call Rita, I can pop over her house, she can come into the office, I can call Camden. My partner Jens, he's been working as chief of staff. We've got a former teammate of ours that's working behind the scenes as well. So it's an all-in approach, and obviously Auburn family's been behind us, which has been huge. So it's nice to lean on those individuals when you feel like your plate is so heavy that you can't even take your first bite. But it's been a good journey thus far, and we're really excited to get to the World Championship and not just get there, but return home with gold.
Well, as I said, and as I mentioned, Rita, just a little bit ago, I mean, I didn't find out about the sport until, how did you get into this?
Oh, so this goes back to, this goes back to 2012. So I came here as a master's student in the School of Kinesiology at Auburn University. And my first assistantship was strength conditioning coach for the Auburn wheelchair basketball team.
Okay.
At the time, Jared Ram was a wheelchair tennis player who brought adaptive athletics to Auburn University in 2010. He then wanted to build a wheelchair basketball team, and I was working in an adaptive fitness department here on campus, and he popped in one day and he kind of just looked at me and I said, oh, I'm in trouble. I said, that guy looks like an athlete, you know? And he said, hey, you want to be the strength coach for the wheelchair basketball team? And, you know, I'm like 23, you know, I'm just saying yes to everything. And I said, sure, yeah. And by the way, Ben, I have full disclosure, I had no experience at all with adaptive sports specific.
Right.
And a little bit of personal training, air quotes around that, you know, through college and post college into that gap year. But I said yes. And he said, okay, well, Monday morning, this was Friday afternoon, Monday morning practice starts at 6. We expect you there at 5:30 a.m. Wow. I'm like, dang, I kind of wish I would have known that before, you know, I said yes. But either way, I was a strength coach for 4 years until 2016 is when Coach Rob Taylor arrived on campus. Reed and I were given a presentation. We met Coach Rob. He said, would you like to work with our team in a different capacity? And that was more, at that time, I was moving through my PhD and into professorship. And he said, we're looking for more nutrition, hydration, sleep, movement, recovery. And Rita and I have been running the Mindfulness Initiative on Auburn's campus now for, gosh, Rita, over a decade, which is hard to believe. And so I agreed to that. And then from 2016 until today, I work as the performance coach in a volunteer seasonal position for Auburn. Auburn wheelchair basketball.
Man, that is, you did the right thing though at 23. Everybody asks, because at one point in time, I did play-by-play volleyball. And it was funny because somebody said, well, how'd you get into that? And I said, well, because we had to start carrying volleyball on the radio. And they said, do you want to do it? And I said, yep.
Sure.
And people asked, how did you learn to do it? And I said, Andy literally called in a favor for from the play-by-play guy from the University of Illinois. He sent down like 20 tapes of his old games, and I rode around for 6 months listening to play-by-play volleyball.
That's
for
awesome.
And at that time, I was dating my wife. We were boyfriend, girlfriend, not married, and she couldn't stand it. Everywhere we went, it was always, whenever we went to dinner, it was tapes in my car of, she goes, why are you listening to this? I said, I got that, because come fall, yours truly is going to be sitting on a microphone having to do this stuff, so I got to figure out how to do it. So I probably know more about the University of Illinois volleyball team than anybody should probably know from from the state of Alabama. So, and now, Rita, we talk about your experience. I mean, and it, that is something that you've brought as now as an assistant coach and taking this team that Egypt, is that where you guys are? Is that right?
Yeah.
Goodness
Cairo
gracious.
Cairo is where the world championships will be in September.
And just your connections in this handball world, I mean, has that been beneficial to be able to help out with this?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, the response from this handball community to this initiative and this has been incredible. I mean, everybody is just, I want to say, opening their hearts to it. I mean, it has not been one hesitation about any kind of support that we've asked from anybody in the handball community. So it's wonderful. And I, you know, I fully think that this we're preparing for this world championships. And like Ford said, we're going there. We're serious. You know, we want to be competitive. But this is, so we're in a sprint right now, a 3-month sprint. But we're in like a 3-year it won't be a marathon, but we're looking for handball to be the next Paralympic sport or one of the new Paralympic sports in 2028. And I think the International Handball Federation has their eye on that, too. So the United States getting involved with wheelchair handball from their perspective in terms of it becoming a Paralympic sport in 2028 is huge.
Well, I think, and Ford, I'll let you speak to this. I think that's what people kind of underestimate is you talked about being competitive, Rita did, and these guys don't want to go over there and just show up. Like they're going. Cricket just found that out with the USA team that decided, hey, I know we're playing some of the top-notch cricket people. We're coming to win. Like, we're not showing up just to go through the motions. And I'm sure, you know, these folks are also looking to show up in Cairo and let's bring home a medal. How about that?
Well, Ben, full disclosure, that was one of the reasons that they reached out is mm-hmm. because I kind of sold it before it was even built. You mm-hmm. know, I said, hey, look, I believe we can dominate this sport. And here's why. Because we have secret weapons in our country, mm-hmm. and they're called Paralympians. Mm-hmm. And some of those Paralympians are no longer playing their respective sport. For example, wheelchair basketball. Mm-hmm. Wheelchair basketball translates directly to wheelchair handball. And after hours and hours of discussion with Coach Rob Taylor, he said, hey, here's a list. You know, think about this, think about that. Contact this person. You should think about this athlete. I'd leave his office. He'd still text me, hey, think about so-and-so. And so just trying to build the list of athletes, the list of support, the list of team leads, and blast information out. And as of yesterday, Monday morning, we're still having athletes call the phone and say, hey, I want to come to tryout. Hey, I hear about this. Hey, mm-hmm. so the word is spinning and they're excited. And absolutely, we don't want to just show up. Mm-hmm. You know, Rita said in my office, I don't know, it was probably like a month ago by now, I'm losing track of time. And she said, you know, Ford, we're going to field a team. And I said, you're damn right, Rita. We're not just going to field a team. We want to return home with a medal, and mm-hmm. specifically the gold medal. And the reason I feel so confident about that is not just our staff and what we bring to the table with our athletes. It's this has been done before in the sport of beach handball. Mm-hmm. So the discipline of indoor and beach now have wheelchair. Beach did the same thing when they went to their world championship. The first time they had an inaugural team, they show mm-hmm. up on the world stage and they won the gold. Hmm. And one of those beach athletes was the person who called me and said, hey, this is kind of what happened. I said, I'm familiar with what happened. He said, I think this can happen again with the wheelchair squad. So we have a few secret weapons and we're interested in bringing them on board. And it's a co-ed sport, which is really unique. Mm. And not only does that provide inclusivity, but it also opens the door to potentially have a fully squatted out men's team and a fully squatted out women's team in the future, mm-hmm. like Rita mentioned, for LA 28. So we're pushing hard. You know, we mm-hmm. want to make an impact, and we kind of want to shock the world, to be honest.
I love it. As usually we're talking to Anthony Turling. It's usually Turling Tuesday. Anthony hooked us up with these guys. We're talking to Rita and Ford. We're talking wheelchair handball. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Got to take a quick break. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Proud to serve the Auburn Opelika community for over 25 years. News Talk, WANI. The longest continuously running radio station in the state of Alabama.
WANI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Rita and Ford with me as we're talking wheelchair handball, and only a couple of minutes left before Fox News hits, and we've got somebody else waiting in the wings to come in. But is there a way people can get involved and support as well in this?
Absolutely, Ben. We have a website, mm-hmm. usateamhandball.org/wheelchair national team. Mm-hmm. All of our information's on there, from tryout registration, our support links, what we're doing as far as the rules are concerned. You know, it's novel for some people. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Anthony Turling. AO Tourism has been huge mm-hmm. helping us with our tryouts and our training camps. You can find all of our information there at usateamhandball.org/wheelchair national team.
Rita, I know you'd love to see some schools get this more involved as well, just to let kids know about it, because I don't think they do.
Well, you know, what was a big boost for just handball becoming more recognizable and people knowing about it was when we had the residency program here for our mm-hmm. national team. And all the elementary schools around here started a program. Mm-hmm. We had about right around 200 kids, mm-hmm. fourth and fifth graders playing handball. And so, yeah, that helped a lot. And,
oh, mine went through that program. They yeah. were at Pick Elementary.
Okay. Yeah, so all those schools did such a wonderful job, you know, just teaching the kids the basics of the game and the rules, and just hopefully gaining an appreciation for it and maybe even a love for it. But, you know, I think that now that our wheelchair national team will be training here, and we do have our tryouts are July 5th through 7th, so we invite anybody to come out and watch and just support the athletes and also learn a little bit about our game, because mm-hmm. it is a fun, dynamic sport.
It is. It's fast moving. It's fast paced. I've enjoyed it. As I said, the kids got involved in it, and the coaching staff over there at Pick, they were great as far as getting them implemented. It was cool because the national team, with them working here, came out with the kids. They always, you know, when you got a see, what were mine at that time? What is Pick Elementary? When I'm trying to think back, fourth, fifth, sixth, I think. And so they're right around that age and looking up to those guys, and especially when they showed up in their uniform, they always thought that was cool.
Oh yeah,
we had to get pictures. I think I got those somewhere on social media. So they're like, "Daddy plays for USA." I'm like, "I know. That's why we're here." So this is why we're here as well. And good luck to you guys. I hope that more people will get involved as well as support. And safe travels when you head over to Egypt. That's gonna be a fun trip as well, man. That'll be a blast. So good luck with everything, and thank y'all. So, what is the website they can check you guys out?
USATeamHandball.org/wheelchairnationalteam.
Thank you. I had it pulled up just in case, but you had it right off.
Good
the
test. Thanks, Ben.
Auburn Opelika this morning. Your news, talk, and information station. We're gonna talk downtown Auburn here momentarily. That's coming up next.
We are Auburn Opelika's unquestioned news, talk, and information radio leader. W-A-N.